The monitor is a steady, rhythmic lie. It says my heart is fine. It says my oxygen is perfect. It says I am a healthy woman who just did a difficult thing. The plastic bed rail is cold under my hand. I squeeze it until my knuckles turn gray. My chest feels like someone poured quickset concrete into my lungs. Every breath is a negotiation. Every exhale is a surrender. I look at the bassinet. He is sleeping. He is 6 pounds of miracle and soft skin. I should be holding him. I should be memorizing the smell of his head. Instead, I am staring at the ceiling tiles, counting the little holes to keep from screaming. The nurse comes in. She is fast. She moves like the room is an obstacle course. She checks the bag. She looks at the screen. She does not look at my face. I clear my throat. It feels like sandpaper. I tell her my chest hurts. I tell her I can't catch a full breath. I tell her there is a pressure right behind my ribs that feels like a fist. She smiles. It is a practiced, professional smile. She tells me that birth is a trauma. She tells me my body is just settling. She says I am anxious because I am a new mother. I tell her this isn't anxiety. I know my body. I have lived in this skin for 32 years. I know what tired feels like. This is not tired. This is the feeling of a light flickering out. She pats my hand. The gesture is condescending. She tells me to try some deep breathing. She says the doctor will be around in 4 hours. Then she is gone. The door clicks shut. The silence in the room is heavy. The concrete in my chest is hardening. I try to sit up. The world tilts. The edges of my vision turn frayed and yellow. I reach for the call button. I press it. I wait. The light over the door stays dark. I press it again. 5 minutes pass. Or maybe it is 20. Time is stretching and thinning out. My heart is starting to gallop. It is trying to run away from something I can't see. A different nurse enters. She is here to take my vitals. I tell her the same thing. I tell her about the fist in my ribs. I tell her I feel like I am drowning while lying perfectly still. She looks at the monitor. The monitor says I am fine. She looks at the chart. The chart says I am stable. She tells me my blood pressure is a little high, but that is normal after labor. I use the last of my strength to grab her sleeve. I look her right in the eye. I tell her I feel like I am dying. I use that word, dying. She pulls her arm away gently. She says I am being intense. She says I need to rest so I can take care of the baby. She says she will bring me a Tylenol. The Tylenol sits on the plastic tray. It looks like a joke. It looks like trying to put out a forest fire with a glass of water. I look at my son. He stirs in his sleep. I wonder if he will remember me. I wonder if they will tell him I was intense. I wonder if they will tell him I just didn't try hard enough to breathe. The pain moves now. It's a hot spike through my left shoulder. My vision starts to go. The room is narrowing into a long, dark tunnel. I try to call out, but my voice is a thin whistle. I am a statistic. I know the numbers. I read the articles before I came here. I knew that being black in this hallway meant I had to be twice as loud to be heard half as well. I didn't think it would be like this. I thought I could advocate for myself. I thought my education and my voice would be enough. But the system doesn't see a woman. It sees a chart. It sees a stereotype. It sees a problem to be managed, not a life to be saved. I reach out and knock the water pitcher off the table. It hits the floor with a crash. Plastic shatters. Ice skitters across the linoleum. The noise brings someone, a doctor I haven't seen before. He looks annoyed. He looks at the mess on the floor. He asks what happened. I don't use words this time. I can't. I just point at my chest. I point at my throat. I am shaking. My whole body is vibrating with the effort of staying present. He looks at me, really looks at me. He sees the gray tint around my mouth. He sees the way my neck muscles are straining for air. He doesn't look at the monitor. He looks at me. He puts his hand on my pulse. He turns to the nurse. He tells her to get a crash cart. He tells her to call a code. His voice is sharp. The The air in the room changes. Suddenly there are 12 people. The room is too small. There are hands on me. There are needles. There is the sound of Velcro being ripped open. Someone is shouting numbers. I feel a mask over my face. The oxygen is cold. It tastes like metal. I try to hold on to the image of the bassinet. I try to stay for him. They are moving the bed. The wheels scream on the floor. The lights in the hallway are a blur of white. I see the ceiling tiles passing by. 1, 2, 3. I hear someone say pulmonary embolism. I hear someone say, why didn't we catch this? I hear a voice say she's stable for now. For now. I wake up in a different room. There are more tubes. There are more wires. My chest still hurts, but the concrete is gone. It's just a dull ache now, a reminder of where I almost went. A nurse is there, a new one. She is quiet. She is checking the IV. I ask where my son is. My voice is a ghost of what it was. She tells me he is fine. She says he is in the nursery. She says I was very lucky. Lucky. I close my eyes. I don't feel lucky. I feel hunted. I feel like I fought a war in a place that was supposed to be a sanctuary. The doctor comes back. He talks about recovery. He talks about medication. He doesn't talk about the 3 times I told them I couldn't breathe. He doesn't talk about the nurse who told me to take a Tylenol. He says I had a complication. He uses a word that makes it sound like a fluke, like a glitch in a machine. I look at him. I want to tell him it wasn't a complication, it was a choice. 12 small choices made by people who didn't believe me. I don't say it. I don't have the energy yet. I need to save it for the baby. They bring him in 1 hour later. They put him in my arms. He is heavy. He is warm. He is the only thing that is real. I hold him against my chest. I listen to my own heart. It is slow. It is stubborn. It is still here. I look at the door. I watch every person who walks past. I don't trust the monitors anymore. I don't trust the charts. I am alive. But the silence of the hospital feels different now. It feels like a threat. I am going to take my son home. I am going to teach him how to speak up. I am going to teach him that his life matters even when the world says it doesn't. But first, I am going to breathe. I am going to fill my lungs until it hurts. Because I can. Because I survived the silence. I look down at my hands. They are still shaking. The trauma isn't over. It's just moved inside. It's part of me now. I am a mother. I am a survivor. I am a warning. I close my eyes and hold my breath for 3 seconds. Just to prove that I can. Just to prove I am the one in control of it now. The monitor beeps. It's a steady, rhythmic truth for today.